You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are moments in life when the ordinary blurs with the extraordinary. When the shadows in the corners of your home seem to watch you, and the whisper of your name is carried by the wind. But no one is there. For one family, these moments didn't just happen once. They became a constant, an unsettling presence that followed them from house to house, never letting them feel truly safe. Imagine this. You're alone with your children, your husband miles away, and your oldest son suddenly hears a voice, a woman's voice close to his ear, but no one is there. In the quiet moments of the night when you're alone in your room, the unmistakable sound of breaking glass jolts you from sleep. You rush downstairs, heart racing, and there you find two wine glass stems perfectly standing upright while the shattered glass rolls aimlessly on the counter. What do you do when there is no explanation, no logical reason? But the haunting didn't stop there. The strange occurrences followed, one after another, escalating in ways that would make any rational mind question what's real. Items thrown across the room when no one is there, mysterious footprints on new soap bars and whispers in the dark. This family couldn't escape it, no matter how far they ran. Could it be coincidence? Or was something far more sinister at work? Let's get to the letter. They write, "The year was 1999. At the time, I was raising 6 children, my youngest still to be born the following year. My husband, a long-distance truck driver, was often away on his routes, leaving me alone to manage the house and the kids. We lived in a small town, tucked away from the hustle and bustle of city life. I'd gotten used to being alone, even though I always felt something. Something was never quite right in that house. It was a typical summer afternoon, and 5 of my children were playing outside in the yard, enjoying the warmth of the day. My second eldest, Anthony, who was 10 at the time, stayed inside with me. He was upstairs in his room, and I was downstairs busy with household chores. Then Anthony came rushing down the stairs, his face pale, his eyes wide with fear. He could hardly speak, his breath shallow. "What's wrong, love?" I asked, immediately concerned. He was shaking, his small frame trembling as if he'd seen something terrible. He explained in a quivering voice that while he was upstairs, he had heard a woman's voice. It was close to his ear, but he couldn't make out what the voice said. He was too scared to look around. He didn't know what to make of it, and neither did I. At first, I tried to convince myself that it was just his imagination, but deep down, something didn't sit right. A few months passed, and the memory of that moment started to fade. It was just a brief scare, I thought. Then Jeanette, a good friend of mine, came over one evening. We had a few glasses of wine while catching up. It was a pleasant night filled with laughter and stories of old times. She left around 11:30 p.m., and I stayed behind, alone in the house. It didn't take long before I felt that familiar unease creeping back in. I went to bed that night, but sleep didn't come easily. My mind raced with thoughts, and I kept glancing around the room as if expecting something to appear out of the shadows. Then, in the early hours of the morning, at precisely 4:45 a.m., I was suddenly jolted awake by a loud crash. It sounded like glass shattering. My heart pounded in my chest. Was someone breaking in? Had a window been shattered? I was terrified, but I had to check. I took a deep breath and gathered the courage to go downstairs. What I found in the kitchen left me speechless. Two wine glass stems were standing perfectly upright on the counter. The shattered glass tops, they were rolling around on the sink drainer as if they'd been cast aside by some invisible force. There was no explanation for what I saw. I didn't have a cat, no animals of any kind, and all my children were sound asleep upstairs. How could this be? Why were the glass stems standing upright? My body was frozen in place, and a strange sensation swept over me, a feeling of being watched, like something was lingering just behind me. I couldn't shake it. I didn't know what to make of it, but I knew deep down that this was something I couldn't explain away. As unsettling as the glass incident was, I tried to put it out of my mind. I convinced myself it was an odd accident, a freak occurrence. After all, I'd lived in this house for 3 years, and it had always felt strange. But this was different. Something had changed, something I couldn't ignore anymore. A few weeks later, we made the decision to move. We found a larger house and began the process of packing up. We bought an old hairdresser's shop, hoping to turn it into our dream home. It had plenty of room for the children to grow. We were ready for a new chapter, away from the strange happenings in our old place. But little did we know, the haunting wasn't done with us. Not by a long shot. One evening, my husband and I were standing in the kitchen discussing plans for a new kitchen. It was late, around 10 p.m., and all the kids were asleep upstairs. The house was quiet, almost too quiet. Suddenly, we both heard it. Small objects seemingly thrown through the air, landing with soft thuds. Skittles, Smarties, a handful of small change. They hit the ground around us as if someone had tossed them from down the long hallway. We both froze, looking at each other in disbelief. My husband ran down the hall, then quickly up the stairs, thinking one of the kids must have been messing around, but when he reached the rooms, all the children were still in their beds, fast asleep. There was no one there. This was different. The house felt alive in a way that was unsettling. We didn't know what to think. How could this be happening? It was as though something was actively trying to communicate with us, but we couldn't make sense of it. Then came the knocking, soft at first, barely audible, but unmistakable. Every night it would start at around 4 a.m., sharp, deliberate knocks on the window of my daughter's bedroom. She would look out each time, but there was never anyone there, just the empty yard. We grew used to it, almost complacent. These strange things had been happening for so long now that we began to question whether we were just imagining it all. Was it the house? Or was it something deeper, something more sinister? We would soon find out, though, that things were about to escalate even further. The paranormal activity didn't stop. In fact, it only grew more intense as time went on, feeding into the growing sense of dread we couldn't shake. The house itself seemed to be alive, harboring something that was determined to make itself known. One evening, my husband stayed up late to watch a movie alone. The children were all asleep, and I had long since gone to bed myself. I heard him get up and move around downstairs, but I was too tired to investigate. Then I was suddenly jolted awake by his voice, urgently calling my name from downstairs. I could hear the panic in his voice as he shouted up to me. "Come down here, quickly," he yelled. I ran downstairs in a panic, my heart pounding in my chest. When I reached the bottom of the stairs, my husband was standing frozen in the living room, his face pale. He was staring at something in the corner of the room. "Look," he whispered, his voice barely audible. I followed his gaze and at first saw nothing. But then, as my eyes adjusted to the dim light, I noticed it. A mass. It wasn't quite like anything I'd seen before. It was dark, like a shadow, but it moved with purpose, stretching from the far corner of the room toward him. The shape was about 7 feet tall and 4 feet wide, and it seemed to be growing larger the closer it got. I felt my blood run cold. I took a step back, but my husband stayed rooted to the spot, unable to move. We watched in disbelief as the black mass slowly drifted toward him, a shapeless, shifting entity that seemed to defy the laws of nature. As it came within 6 feet of him, it suddenly faded, disappearing into thin air as if it had never been there at all. We were left standing in the room, shaken, unable to speak. My husband turned to me, his face etched with fear. "What the hell was that?" he asked, his voice trembling. We had no answers. The unease that had settled in the house seemed to deepen with every passing day. The strange occurrences continued, each one more unsettling than the last. Then one night, it got even worse. My daughter, who had always been the brave one, began hearing things from her room. The sound of a child running across the roof of the garage conversion we had turned into her bedroom. It was impossible. The roof was far too high for any child to be up there. But the sound was unmistakable. Thump, 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 like little feet scrambling across the roof. But when she looked out, there was nothing to see, just the empty night sky. It was around this time that my daughter had a strange request. Christmas was just around the corner, and I decided to buy each of the kids their own chopper bikes. My daughter was thrilled, but she insisted that her bike be kept in her downstairs bedroom. She adored it, and every night, she would check on it, as though she was afraid someone would take it. One night, she was woken from her sleep by something crashing to the floor. She bolted up, frightened, and rushed to the source of the noise. What she found made her heart race. Something had been thrown at her bike, and not just any object. Something that didn't belong in our house. It was a small pair of wooden boots, about 2 inches by 3 inches, with a rubber outer coating. The design was odd, almost toy-like, but definitely out of place. They had no business being in our home. I thought they were part of some old doll or a children's toy, but we had no such items. We threw them away, assuming they were some strange coincidence. The next morning, the trash had been taken by the bin men, and I thought that was the end of it. But it wasn't. Years later, we had moved again. We thought we were finally free of whatever had been haunting us. But one morning, my daughter came to me holding the very same black boots we had thrown away all those years ago. They had reappeared on her bedroom windowsill as if they'd never left. By now, the experiences had grown even more unsettling. The black shapes, the whispers in the dark, the cold sensation of being watched, it was relentless. And it wasn't just us. Even our dog, who had once been the picture of a fearless companion, became terrified. Every time we opened the living room door, she would run and hide in the kitchen. It was strange behavior for a dog who had never shown fear before. Something was still here with us. But why? And how was it able to follow us from house to house? No matter where we went, no matter how far we ran, it always found us. There was no escaping it. And then there was the soap. It sounds odd, I know, but this was something I could never explain. Every time we placed a brand new, unused bar of soap in the bathroom, something strange would happen. By morning, the soap would be covered in deep indentations, as if someone or something had wrapped their fingers tightly around it. And it wasn't just a few dents here and there. The indents were so clear, so distinct, that they looked like they had been made by a human hand. But there was no one in the house, no one to explain the marks, and it wasn't just once or twice, it happened again and again, with 6 different bars of soap over the years. Each one met the same strange fate. So what was happening? Was it just a series of strange coincidences? Or was there something more to it? Something that connected all these events together? And most disturbingly of all, why did the presence that followed us seem to get stronger with each passing day? As we close the letter, there are a number of unsettling details that remain unresolved. Was it simply the result of an overactive imagination, a series of coincidental oddities, or something far darker at play? Let's reflect on the events that have unfolded so far. On the surface, the family's experiences could be written off as just strange occurrences, odd noises, unexplained physical phenomena. Yet there is an underlying pattern that cannot be easily dismissed. The continuous repetition of these unsettling events, from the mysterious voice that startled young Anthony to the black boots that reappeared years later, suggests something far more insidious at work. Could it be that the family's collective fear and anxiety brought these phenomena into being? Some experts suggest that high levels of stress can manifest as psychosomatic experiences, where the mind creates disturbances to match the emotional turbulence. This psychological explanation doesn't fully account for the persistence of the experiences, though, especially considering the physical signs left behind, like the indentations on the soap or the objects thrown at the family. Without any apparent cause, these strange acts are hard to rationalize through the lens of human psychology alone. Then, there's the more chilling possibility. Could this family be dealing with some kind of attachment, a malevolent force that has latched on to them? There are accounts of families experiencing this type of paranormal phenomenon where an entity follows them from house to house, never letting them go. The fact that the haunting grew stronger over time and continued to manifest no matter where they moved supports the idea that whatever followed them was not confined to a single location. Perhaps this attachment has its roots in something unresolved, an entity or force that feeds on the fear of those it targets. The black mass, the whispering voices, and the eerie soap incidents, these could all be manifestations of an unseen force that seeks to make its presence known in ever more intrusive ways. What's truly chilling is the way the events seem to increase in intensity over the years. The family's initial shock faded into acceptance, almost complacency, as they grew used to the presence of the unseen. But the fear was always there, lurking beneath the surface. It's a reminder of how the mind can bend under the weight of constant tension. And yet the question remains, what is this presence? Is it a spirit, a manifestation of collective fear, or something else entirely? Can we ever truly escape the things that haunt us? As we look back on this family's experiences, we're left with more questions than answers. The haunting persists, unresolved, leaving us with a sense of unease that refuses to fade. And perhaps in time we will discover the answers, but for now the mystery lingers, as eerie and unsettling as ever. And so we are left to wonder, is this haunting still ongoing, or has the family finally escaped the unseen forces that once tormented them? Some stories, it seems, are never truly over.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.